In this bulletin, the winners of the 2021 Australian of the Year Awards are all women. Malka Leifer extradited to Australia from Israel to face sexual abuse charges. And the National Rugby League seeks priority access to the COVID-19 vaccine. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sofia Petrovic. The winners of the 2021 Australian of the Year Awards are all women from diverse backgrounds. For the first time in the award program's 61-year history, a Tasmanian has been named Australian of the Year. Grace Tame, who was groomed and raped by her 58-year-old mathematics teacher at age 15, has spent most of her life advocating for survivors of sexual assault. Her work also includes legal reform and raising public awareness on the issue.
Publicly, he described his crimes as awesome and enviable. Publicly, I was silenced by law. Not anymore. Well, hear me now. Using my voice amongst a growing chorus of voices that will not be silenced.
The senior Australian of the Year is 73-year-old Aboriginal activist Dr. Miriam Rose Ungamah Bauman. Entrepreneur Isabel Marshall is the young Australian of the Year, and Australia's local hero is 60-year-old Rosemary Karuki. Veteran journalist Kerry O'Brien has rejected his Australia Day award in protest over the decision to award tennis great Margaret Court Australia's highest honour. Ms. Court is an outspoken opponent of same-sex marriage and LGBTQI rights and is being awarded the Companion of the Order of Australia. Mr. O'Brien was to be appointed an officer of the Order of Australia but has declined it in solidarity with transgender doctor Clara Tuck Meng Su, who handed her medal back last week. Mr. O'Brien says awarding Ms. Court is deeply insensitive and divisive. Australians are set to mark the 26th of January in a variety of ways. A Woogoloora mourning ceremony will be held at Barangaroo, and a flypast of two new F-35 jets are also expected across Sydney Harbour. New citizens will also pledge allegiance to Australia across the country. Police are warning those attending a planned protest in Sydney's CBD that COVID-19 breaches will result in a fine or arrest. Around 600 people have registered interest on social media in what activists call an Invasion Day rally, referring to the start of British colonisation in 1788. Assistant Commissioner Mick Willing says police will be enforcing public health orders that limit protests to 500 people.
Do not come in and be part of that public gathering. Find another way to express your views and your opinions. I know we are all aware that these are sensitive issues and they're very important issues to a lot of people, but we are still in the middle of a global pandemic.
Victims' advocates have welcomed the extradition of former Melbourne school principal Malka Leifer. Ms. Leifer left Israel yesterday to face sexual abuse charges in Australia. Sexual assault victim advocate Manny Wax says he hopes for justice.
We also hope that now that Malka Leifer will be in Australia, the process will be swift so that her victims will get justice as soon as possible, so they won't, it won't increase their pain and suffering, as that has already been exacerbated over the years. We also hope that the Australian authorities look at who facilitated her release, her escape to Israel, and hopefully they also will be held to full account.
Ms. Leifer faces 74 charges of sexual abuse in Australia relating to her time as a principal at Melbourne's Orthodox Adas Israel School. Her lawyer Nick Kaufman says news of Ms. Leifer's extradition was leaked, violating her privacy.
I can indeed confirm that the process of international transfer has commenced. The Israeli authorities were expected to ensure the secrecy of the transfer operation and to ensure maximum respect for Mrs. Leifer's dignity until she left Israeli jurisdiction. This clearly didn't happen, given the fact that photographs of her being led in handcuffs and leg cuffs were leaked to the press.
Ms. Leifer maintains her innocence. To sport now, and the NRL says it will request priority access to the COVID-19 vaccine to give the New Zealand Warriors the best chance of hosting home games this season. The chairman of the Australian Rugby League Commission, Peter Verlandis, says he hopes players could be vaccinated after health workers and at-risk individuals. It comes after Cricket Australia officials sought advice from the federal government on whether players and staff should receive early vaccinations ahead of next month's tour in South Africa. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 27. In Adelaide, partly cloudy 24. Melbourne, 22. Rain easing. In Hobart, a morning shower or 2, 21 degrees. Canberra, late shower or 2, 35. Sunny today in Sydney, 36. Brisbane, 31. Partly cloudy and Darwin, possible storm, 31 degrees. I'm Sofia Petrovic. This is SBS News.